In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to another episode of The Teacher with me, your host, Muhammad. Today, we're going to talk about which one is more important, a strong body or a strong soul. Stay tuned. Welcome back, dear listeners of The Teacher, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Which one do you think is more important, a strong body or a strong soul? Now, the answer could be a little tricky. We have the famous saying that a healthy mind is in a healthy body, right? This is true. Islam is not a religion which says that you have to forget about the body and only be concerned with the soul. No, the body is also important because this body is what carries the soul. The body is compared to the soul's vehicle. Let's just say that you are the soul and your car is your body. Which one is more important? Both are important. The car is important because it is the vehicle that you use to do many, many things. You use it to go to work, to the mosque, to shops, to your relative's house, to your parents' house, and many other places. What would happen if you don't take good care of your car? Let's say you don't change its oil on time, you don't carry out regular maintenance of it, and most importantly, you don't fill it up with gas. What would happen if you don't carry out regular maintenance of it? Maybe some parts of it will stop working. If you don't fill it up with gas, it won't even move. If this happens, you won't be able to ride your car to different places for different activities. This is how the body is as well with respect to the soul. You have to take good care of it. But still, you yourself are more important than the body, okay? Nevertheless, the body is also important. You have to eat food, drink, and if you get sick, you have to be treated. So we said that the car is your body and you yourself are the soul. You yourself are more important than the car. You have to be healthy. You have to be able to hear and see in order to drive your car. This is how your soul is. So we come to the conclusion that even though a strong body is very important, having a strong soul is much more important than a strong body.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com. Welcome back, dear listeners of The Teacher, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Having a strong soul is more important than having a strong body. The body is mortal, while the soul is immortal. Just as we take care of the body in order for it to mature and grow, we must also take care of our souls and feed it with spiritual food in order for it to grow and mature. We should not be like some people who are so obsessed with their body, their physique and shape, and getting stronger with bigger muscles that we forget about our soul. No, Islam is not against getting strong and bodybuilding, but self-building and nurturing the soul is given much more importance in Islam. So how exactly do we take care of the soul? The answer is very simple. Practicing taqwa, having genuine faith in Allah, relying on Allah, invocating the vicegerents of Allah, namely the 14 infallibles, worshiping Allah, fasting, even eating in the way of Allah. In fact, if one has the intention to do everything for Allah, he will strengthen his soul. If you eat with the intention of having energy to worship Allah and work for the cause of Allah, you would be rewarded and your soul and body would be nurtured. If you sleep with the intention of having energy to do activities that earn Allah's pleasure, you are strengthening the soul and body. So in short, if you are always in a state of remembering Allah, relying on Him, and asking for His help, then you will always be strengthening your soul. Of course, a strong soul also means a delicate soul, which is easily moved and invocates and repents to Allah repeatedly. Yes, we should all ask for Allah's forgiveness and repent to Him every day, if not every second. You may say, well, I'm a person who never sins. Why should I ask for Allah's forgiveness and repent? This itself is a form of arrogance, self-contented, self-pleasure, which is known as ujb in Islam, and such a person must also repent to Allah. Now we will listen to Brother Hasnain Rajab Ali, who will talk about today's topic.
Now, when I boil it down, I have a moral scenario that no matter how much I own and no matter how good I am in mechanics and going to the gym and pumping 1,000 pounds on the bench, I'm still left with the moral argument of being a good person. And that's really what counts. I give you a simple example. I use this bench pressing, right? Look at one example of a moral argument. It's so profound. You know, in the Messenger's time, there were people in Medina who were lifting rocks. You know, at that time they didn't have gymnasiums like we have today. They were lifting rocks and throwing these, you know, boulders, throwing them. And the strongest guy, you know, was the one who could throw the furthest. So they see the Messenger of Allah and they call him. They say, Ya Rasulullah, come and watch us. Tell us which one of us is the strongest. So the guy with the biggest one throws it and the Messenger smiles. He says, none of you are strong. He says, I lifted a boulder, I'm strong. The Messenger said, no, the strongest among you is the one who can hold back his anger. If you can hold back your anger, your temper, you are the strongest. Now notice the difference. One is mechanical, the other one is moral. Can you compare the two? Trust me, even the guy with the biggest muscles on earth could be a chicken, weak person if they cannot hold back their tongue. And you'll notice the most difficult thing is to hold back their temper. Allah says, "Al-qadhimin al-ghayf." Who are the ones? The believers are the ones who hold back. Imam, our seventh Imam was Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kadhim. Why is he called Al-Kadhim? Because he would hold back his temper. He would swallow his temper. He was so subdued in his own self. You see, Allah says, Al-Kadhimin al-Ghayb. They hold back their anger. That's the toughest thing to do. You could be the biggest mechanically, but morally you're a failure. So if a person is so powerful and they cannot hold back even for a second their temper, they are useless. You might say, but he can bench press 1,000 pounds. Yeah, but he can't hold his temper. This person is useless in society. You cannot have him as a friend. This friend is destructive. This friend will kill you. This friend will harm you. This husband will harm you. This father will harm you. This brother will harm you. This sister will harm you. Notice the danger. No matter how much we possess, you say, but that's the richest person in the world. No problem. This person is bad. This person is deadly. Notice, no matter how we boil it down, what comes out as the most sublime character is the moral character, right? So I could be the best mechanic in the world, the most powerful person, the richest person, the most beautiful person. It all becomes secondary when it comes to the moral question. Hence, the Messenger of Allah is the best human being, is Rahmah, because he is the ultimate moral example. That's why Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Al-Qalam, he says, إِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Indeed, you have the best moral disposition. Your akhlaq, your khulq is so supreme, azim. Allah praises him. That's why Allah said, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Indeed, indeed, what is in the messenger is your best example. Not because of his size, not because of his skin color, not because of his nationality, not because of his hair color. None of the above. Because his moral disposition is so supreme that all of us must hold on to him and his family. That's what we need to teach our children.
IRIB English Radio. Our website, www.parstoday.com. Welcome back, dear listeners of The Teacher, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Having a strong soul is more important than having a strong body. However, this does not mean that the body must be weak. No, the body must also be strong enough to be able to carry the soul who is aching to the rider of the body. Today in the world, among different communities, even Muslim communities, there are a lot of people, including me and you, who have strong bodies. But not only do they not have a strong soul, but they have a dead soul. Yes, it is as though their soul is dead, or if you're to be optimistic, asleep. They have forgotten about what Allah has placed inside their body. Our soul, or fitra, or our God-given human nature, seeks eternality. It does not want to be limited to this body. It wants to go to the highest stations and live forever. If human beings listen to their God-given nature, they will return to God. We are not saying that having a strong body is bad. No, it is good, as long as one has a good intention for it. If you want to have a very strong body in order to do laborious tasks, in order to feed your family, that would be very good. Likewise, if you want to strengthen your soul too much and forget about your body, this is also against Islam. If this happens, the body will perish. So the point is, we should not go from one extreme to the other. In short, take good care of your body, nurture it, and make it strong, but with the intention of getting closer to God, and strengthen your soul as much as possible, as long as it is not a burden to your body. You shouldn't perform acts of worship with constraint. We have narrations that little acts of worship which are performed routinely are worth more than very great acts of worship which are done forcefully and without pleasure. So, we must all strengthen our bodies and strengthen our souls, and we have to know that our soul is more important.
I long for a world so pure and free. I wish for others all I'd wish for me. To live right, avoiding what is wrong, and focus every day on the ultimate.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher. Until next time, goodbye.
It's a gift, I will never let go of true love. I will give my body and soul for true love. Every day in my heart I feel it grow.